Well, Owen, this guy has way too much money and way too much time on his hands, and he's an evil person. Otherwise, it could be used for good. But he actually founded a company, and people tried to argue with me about this, but actually when you dig deeper, he founded a company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. I want people to remember that name. It was technically founded by a WEF, you know, young, you know, up-and-coming darling named James Rogers in 2012. But James got his first $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then thereafter, Gates and Microsoft have funded over $110 million in funds raised for this company. Here's the deal on Apeel. They claim it's innocent, that it's made from the skins and the stems of fruits and vegetables. What could be bad with that? But they neglect to tell you, Owen, they're made using trans fatty acids, mono and diglycerides. What your body does is construct triglycerides with those in its most innocent form. But those are the kinds of glycerides that advance heart attacks and strokes, atherosclerosis, which is a, you know, collection of fatty acids in the blood, the lining of the blood, you know, your vessels, which cause your heart attacks and strokes. So it's not innocent. And then the way they distill it is by using heavy chemicals and toxic materials that leave their residuals behind.
Did we ever really leave the jungle? Or did we just make it look different? Final segment here with Dr. Jane Ruby. And I told you, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. Dr. Jane Ruby will tell us now. I suppose not shocked when I heard this, but it's just Bill Gates every damn time. I mean, it used to be Monsanto was always behind all of this crap. Now it's Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing to our fruit? What is Bill Gates' plan for our fruit? Dr. Jane Ruby.
Well, Owen, this guy has way too much money and way too much time on his hands, and he's an evil person. Otherwise, it could be used for good. But he actually founded a company, and people tried to argue with me about this, but actually when you dig deeper, he founded a company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. I want people to remember that name. It was technically founded by a WEF, you know, young, you know, up-and-coming darling named James Rogers in 2012. But James got his first $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then thereafter, Gates and Microsoft have funded over $110 million in funds raised for this company. Now, it's not to be confused with some UK chemical company. This was going around social media for a while, and I need to correct it. It was some chemical cleaning fluid, unfortunately of the same name. So people got confused. But nevertheless, it is definitely dangerous. This is a fruit and vegetable coating. And let me warn you, it can't be rubbed off, washed off, scraped off. And it is, you just can't get rid of this stuff. And they're putting it in everything. So prepared foods in your grocery stores, so you think you're gonna avoid it? What do you think they're using? They're using their own produce. They're gonna put it in pet food. And of course, our pets are little. They have a smaller body surface area. They're gonna get sicker faster and die faster. And that's what they wanna do. They just wanna damage everybody. So here's the deal on Apeel. They claim it's innocent, that it's made from the skins and the stems of fruits and vegetables. What could be bad with that? But they neglect to tell you, Owen, they're made using trans fatty acids, mono and diglycerides. What your body does is construct triglycerides with those in its most innocent form. But those are the kinds of glycerides that advance heart attacks and strokes, atherosclerosis, which is a, you know, collection of fatty acids in the blood, the lining of the blood, you know, your vessels, which cause your heart attacks and strokes. So it's not innocent. And then the way they distill it is by using heavy chemicals and toxic materials that leave their residuals behind. So here's what happened recently. Apeel partnered with a large lemon-lime distributor called Limonera, okay? This company's stock was tanking. And what ended up happening is they've now got the sort of one of the major worldwide rights with APL to spray millions of lemons and limes. And in fact, the CEO, Harold Edwards, of this Lehman area, claims that his goal now, I'm sure it'll help his stock, but his goal is to spray every lemon in the world, Owen.
Well, this is like, people need to understand this.
Yeah.
If you have rats in your house, you want to get rid of the rats, or cockroaches. You want to get rid of the cockroaches. And so you use poisons to get rid of the unwanted pests. That's, I feel like, how Bill Gates views the average person. That's how I think the political elite, and that's how the globalists, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's types, that's how they view us, folks. We're the cockroaches. We're the pests that they're trying to get poisoned to die. That's how this feels to me. Now, there's two questions that I have that I want you to answer here in the last 5 minutes, and I'll just ask them to you now for the sake of time. One, why can't we wipe this stuff off fruit? What makes it impossible to wipe off? And then two, what I've noticed is all their new weapons seem to be going after our hearts. All their new weapons seem to be targeting the hearts. Humans are not easy to kill. Have they learned that just all-out attack on the heart is the best way to try to wipe us out?
Well, I'll take that question first. As a cardiac nurse practitioner specialist, I can tell you that the heart, you know, the heart and lungs are really one system. But yes, if you damage the heart, I mean, think about it. Everything is dependent on your circulatory system, and your heart is responsible for moving, you know, blood, oxygen, nutrients, all kinds of things, healing elements, valuable lymph materials to keep you healthy through your system. So you attack the heart, you're going to disable people quickly, and you're probably going to kill a lot of people. So it's very astute of you to make that connection to the heart. But in general, I do think it's about taking people out. And I also think it's about disabling the rest of the population so that, you know, we wipe out the middle class, we wipe out all that's beautiful about America, which is, you know, working hard and creating our own value and wealth and health on our own. They want us to be dependent. But getting back to the technical aspects of APL and why can't you wipe it off or wash it off, you know, that... The insight of that question is brilliant, because when you think about it, that's intentional. If you really wanted to use something innocuous and safe, you would formulate it so that people would have a choice, or they could peel it off. Maybe it's in a sort of a container that had that ability to prevent rotting, maybe that prevented oxidation and, you know, bruising and things like that. But no, we have a chemical here that is sprayed, literally liquid spray on, but adheres to it. Most likely soaks into it, right? And we're not stopping. Let me let you know, they're not stopping at lemons and limes and avocados. Those are the first fruits and vegetables to be hit. They are going to go after strawberries, asparagus. And when you start to hit very delicate skins like strawberries, raspberries, asparagus, it's going in, my friend. I mean, it's 100% going in. It might take a little bit longer with the peels of, and the peels, by the way, the peels of lemons and limes are incredibly valuable to your health. There are people that that have advised us, you know, freeze your lemons and limes and then just shave those peels into your food, because there are health benefits to it, health maintenance benefits, improvements if you're under cancer treatment. It's just absolutely amazing. So what they've done is they're kind of boxing us in. They're damaging the food, making you sick with this, you know, as you said, this new wonderful technology, and then not, you know, precluding you from being able to protect yourself from it. So I say, get yourself off their grid. Get yourself off the dependence of these major, you know, food producers and these big box grocery stores. You've got options. Grow your own. You can grow them even inside your own environment, inside your own house, depending on, you know, you don't have to be in Florida or in the tropics. You can do a lot of different things. You can make friends with farmers and say, listen, I want direct from your field. I want to buy direct from your field. Those are the kinds of things that people should be doing now to protect ourselves, Owen, so we can get through this period.
So we can
control them.
Yeah, I would say, just to expand on that, either befriend local farmers, get, you know who's like-minded at your local farmer's market. Or like you said, just start growing your own stuff. It's easier than you might expect, especially with some of the new technology we have with hydroponics and aquaponics. I mean, even just a raised garden that gets like 4 or 5 hours of sunlight a day, you'd be amazed at how much produce you can get. So the food supply is completely under attack. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby, this has been an incredible hour with you. I thank you for your time. Any closing statements or anything else you want to let people know how they can follow you and get in touch with you in the last 90 seconds here?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Owen. It's always great to be back on InfoWars. I would say that people could find me mostly on my Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/DrJaneRuby. Everything I do gets uploaded there. And also you can find me on Band Video because a lot of folks are with me there and it's exciting to be back with you guys. So that's that part of it. In terms of my last parting words, guys, start to think now, plan now. Think about if you had to be off of these major corporate grids for 12 months, what would you do? Sit down with your family. Start to make a list. What do I need for energy? You've got all kinds of resources like InfoWars Store and other great patriotic businesses that are trying to help you right now. So make a list of what you need. Energy, healthcare, keeping the house safe, your protection, your security, your energy, all those kinds of things. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to help people help themselves, Owen. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we will upload this entire interview to band.video. I'm also going to upload this, just the separate segments as well, the ones that are topical. So be sure to share this information with your friends and family. And folks, look, this is why we sell water filters. This is why we sell the supplements, because we want you to live healthy lives. I'm a perfect example. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you for your time.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.